You are there once more, Kelly Eben. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The top stories. Cameroon's judo team is the vice African champion at the just-ended African Judo Open in Dakar, Senegal. Over 1,000 young footballers from the 10 regions of Cameroon are hoping to be shortlisted into the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT, after undergoing their talent detection exercise. Out of the country, the five matches of the UEFA Champions League will begin tonight with Bayern Munich to take on Paris Saint-Germain in one of the fixtures. And those were our top stories. The news in full. Cameroon's senior women's football, handball team, are currently in Kinshasa to compete in the 26th edition of the Women's African Cup of Nations, led by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, Joseph Yerima. The delegation traveled on Sunday ahead of their tournament opener against Guinea this Thursday. The handball Lionesses will compete against Angola, Tunisia, Guinea, Uganda, Angola and DR Congo in the group stages. The competition that will kick off or kickstart this Wednesday will run till the 7th of December in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Cameroon national judo team has been ranked second in the 9th edition of the African Judo Open, which took place in Dakar, Senegal. The delegation, made up of 8 judokas, 4 boys, 4 girls, grabbed 8 medals, 4 golds, 3 silvers, and 1 bronze. Cameroon's golds were grabbed by Komtidi Enzi, Ngeya Nayo Vladimir Carlos, Tamanzan Frank Ulrich, and Njenge Mune Georgica Wesley. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Master Alain Kinge, has promised that the judokas will continue training in build-up to other champions in the next years.
We have a very strong young team and we work very, very hard to go forward with the performance, and we keep in touch with training and preparation of the high-level competition. We have a lot of protocols to follow to be in the top ranking position in the world for judo. And now we prepare the next competition in the national level to select the best athlete to represent Cameroon at international level, because we have on 16th of January African Open Cadet Junior and Senior of Casablanca, Morocco, and also we have African Open in Luanda, Angola. On April, we have African Senior Championship. It's one of the best competition in Africa, and we have 3 or 4 months to prepare that, and it's the very high level competition in our continent. And if our athletes get gold medal there or silver medal, I think we are in a good position for the road to Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. And also we have to prepare the young athletes, because if you keep only the work with the competitor, I think it's not possible to keep that kind of performance. We have to work at national level. We have something like 10 competitions next year to prepare very, very hard our athlete, and we go to high performance, and we go to develop judo in Cameroon and to make Cameroon proud of sport, Cameroon proud of judo, and we will give our own participation to development and to the shining of our country, Cameroon.
The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Master Alain Kinge, was interviewed by Harrison Ashutiko. The National Football Academy, ANAFOOT, has rounded off the 7th edition of the talent detection across 10 regions of the country. The detection exercise, which kicked off in the southwest, northwest and east region, rounded off over the weekend in the center region. The center region welcomed more than 500 young aspiring footballers who took 2 days to impress the coaches while waiting for the list of selected players to be published in the days ahead. The youngsters at the end of the exercise expressed their joy for the privilege in this soundbite.
I am Mrs. Yangsi Emma. I'm here for my son to do the ANAFOOT football test. He's good at his own level. I think he did his best, and I just believe if he met the standards, then he'll be taken. He loves playing. He has always loved football. Even when there's a match going on TV, he loves watching. He loves playing in school, in the quarter, so I believe it's an opportunity to push him ahead.
My name is Yangsi McBride. I feel excited because I have confidence that I'm going to pass the test. It was a good match, but I was nervous.
My name is Wong Solo. I came here to play football and be selected. The match was nice, but we do not score.
Still in football, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo over the weekend at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala defeated Victoria United of Limbe by 2-1 in the Super Cup final. Following the win, Colombe has for the first time won two major trophies in a football season. Harrison Ashutiku presents the club from the South Region in this report.
Created in 1953, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo gained promotion to the Elite One Championship in 1986 and were relegated to the Elite Two and subsequently the Regional League in 1993. The club from the South bounced back to the country's top flight football in 2016 and have since then been chasing the title and Cup of Cameroon trophy. The 2024 Cup of Cameroon and Super Cup winner qualified for the playoffs when they rounded up the season in the fourth position with two wins, two defeats and a draw. Motivated to finish the season with a trophy under head coach Richard Towa, Colombe approached the Cup of Cameroon with a different mindset, winning all their matches, including the 1-0 victory over Aigle of Chang in the final of the Cup of Cameroon at the Ahmadou Ahidjo Stadium, their first ever trophy. Captain Randy Kwala and his teammates, while touring the South Region with the Cup, expressed their determination to increase the number of trophies when they take on Victoria United of Limbe in the Super Cup final. They kept their promise at the Mbapelepe Stadium over the weekend with a 2-1 win over Victoria United, thanks to goals from Zachary Atoyene and Victor Hanzogo.
Out of the country, day five matches of the UEFA Champions League will begin tonight. Here are the fixtures programmed for today. Slovan Bratislava versus AC Milan, Sparta Prague against Atletico Madrid, Bayern Leverkusen will host RB Salzburg, FC Barcelona will take on Brest, Paris Saint-Germain will entertain Bayern Munich, Inter will clash with RB Leipzig. Manchester City will play against Feyenoord. Sporting welcomes Arsenal and Young Boys will host Atlanta. And before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Cameroon's judo team is the vice African champion at the just-ended African Judo Open in Dakar, Senegal. Over 1,000 young footballers from the 10 regions of Cameroon are hoping to be shortlisted into the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT, after undergoing their talent detection exercise. Out of the country, as you just heard, the five matches of the UEFA Champions League will begin tonight with Bayern Munich to take on Paris Saint-Germain in one of the fixtures. And that was the 7:30 a.m. Sports News brought to you by Kelly Eben.